Over a million Hindus have descended upon India's central state of Madhya Pradesh for a three-day festival that minority religious groups fear is aimed at sparking violence against the Christian community. Hindu fundamentalists have for decades accused the Christian minority of forced conversions of the local people, and there is talk of possible reconversion ceremonies being held at this weekend's event. Father Babu Joseph is the spokesperson for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. He says that the government has provided police protection to Christian institutions for the duration of the event.
Basically, it was organized by some of these right-wing groups. It's an assembly of large number of Hindus in the district of Mandla, which is in the state of Madhya Pradesh, the central part of India. They're expected to have about a million, or if not more, Hindus gathering at the, ghat, or the shores of a Narmada River. Narmada is supposed to be a sacred river for the Hindus, and that river flows through that particular area, and that area is considered to be also sacred for the Hindus to take a holy dip in the river. According to their belief, they take a holy dip in the river. On an auspicious occasion, all their sins are forgiven. This is what they believe in. So utilizing this religious sentiment, some of these right-wing groups have organized this big gathering of Hindus. Now, what is most worrying about this gathering is some of their agenda is including it, particularly targeting the Christians over there, the tribal Christians. There have been already some literature being distributed in that area, targeting Christians and others who are not Hindus, almost intimidating them. Therefore, I think that was a matter of concern for us, and we have taken up the matter with the state government as well as the federal government. We also went to the state-level courts, asking the court to give direction to the state government to provide adequate security to our personnel and institutions. They have begun the assembly of Hindus there, and as per the information given to me by the local bishops, the police have given adequate security to all our institutions in that particular area.
But why Christians? Why is it the Christian community that feels targeted?
You know, Kathy, basically, if you know, some of these right-wing Hindu groups have an agenda of targeting Christians. Because they just cannot, tolerate those tribals who are joining Christianity. In fact, among the tribals, which is supposed to be the most backward communities of India, the Christian missionaries have been actively involved for the development for the past 100 and more years. And as a consequence of their involvement and work with these tribals, their economic and social status has been certainly enhanced. And I think this is the crux of the matter. And they do not want these sections of society to improve their socioeconomic conditions. So I think it's an indirect way of keeping these people under economic and social oppression. And anyone who tries to liberate these people are targeted. And primarily because the Christians have been involved in the development of these people, this kind of targeted approach is taken by some of the radical groups.
Are there any prospects for a dialogue between the Christian community and the Hindu community on this subject?
In fact, Kathy, we have been reaching out to some of these leaders. But, they are so strong about their agenda, and nothing would stop them because all that we can do is to appeal to the government to provide adequate protection and security to our institutions and personnel living over there. Yep. At various levels, we have been holding dialogue with these people. And in fact, actually, they know the truth. We're not involved in any forced or fraudulent ways of converting anyone for that matter. But we can hear these allegations hurled at Christians over and over again. Once again, they have an agenda or a motive behind it. It's a very calibrated attempt to tarnish the image of Christians, particularly, those working among the backward communities of India. This has been going on last 2 decades, and we have seen number of times where Christian community has been targeted very unfairly for no fault of theirs. So, you know, once you have an agenda, of course, it doesn't matter whether true or not, this agenda is to be implemented. That's what they are exactly doing.
Now, has this agenda damaged or at least inhibited the Christian community's social work in India?
You know, as I said before, for about 2 decades, you have a number of incidents of attacks on Christian personnel and Christian institutions. It has certainly affected, at certain level, our work and our presence among people. Because what is more important is the security and safety of people who are working among the backward communities. There are places and areas where the sense of security is very, very low. I think our personnel have been more cautious now than before to protect themselves before, you know, exposing themselves to some of these radical elements. Our institutions are still carrying on with the work that they've been doing. But the outreach programs that we used to have extensively earlier have certainly suffered due to the kind of intimidating tactics of some of these radical groups. But I think this experience of, intimidation, experience of even persecution at the hands of the radical groups have also brought Christian community together to put their heads together, to come together and to plan for their own community's progress as well as maintenance of their faith. I think it has also positive development in the sense of a greater unity among Christians is also noticed, which I think is the right thing to do.